Chapter 8. The World of Medicine. Unit 15. Battling Bacteria with Antibiotics. An antibiotic is a drug used by physicians to fight bacteria, fungi, and other microbes that cause disease. They are ineffective against viruses, however, and cannot be used to cure such diseases as chickenpox, measles, AIDS, and other viral diseases. Antibiotics are selectively toxic, which means they attack disease-causing microbes but do not typically damage human cells. They are used to treat a variety of diseases, including tuberculosis, scarlet fever, and strep throat. Because of their ability to cure such diseases, which were once considered fatal, they have acquired the nickname Wonder Drugs. Antibiotics are also used to prevent bacterial and fungal infections in animals and to keep certain bacteria and fungi from damaging plants. Penicillin was the first antibiotic used successfully to treat serious human diseases. British scientist Alexander Fleming discovered the drug in 1928. He observed that mold growing in a laboratory dish containing bacteria had killed the bacteria surrounding the mold. He then experimented with the mold. He grew it in a liquid broth to determine if bacteria would grow in test tubes containing the broth. They did not. Fleming, however, failed to find a way of extracting the bacteria-killing substance from the broth. This did not happen until the late 1930s, when a group of British researchers, led by Howard Florey and Ernst Chain, developed a method for purifying small amounts of antibacterial drug from Fleming's mold, which came from the genus Penicillium. The first human patient treated with penicillin was a British policeman suffering from blood poisoning. The dosage of penicillin, however, was inadequate for killing the infectious bacteria, and the man died. Later experiments with penicillin dosages proved successful and saved many lives. Eventually, researchers found ways of producing large quantities of penicillin. In the early days of penicillin's creation, the forms of penicillin extracted from mold-infested broth were sometimes problematic. Doctors found that human blood did not effectively absorb the drug when taken orally. Naturally occurring penicillin also did not kill certain kinds of bacteria. In addition, other bacteria, such as Staphylococcus, which causes blood poisoning and pneumonia, became resistant to penicillin after only a few years. Chemists in the 1950s solved this problem with penicillin by making synthetic forms of the drug and extracting antibiotics from other species of fungi and bacteria. Today, there are over 60 kinds of antibiotics used for clinical purposes. Antibiotics kill pathogenic or disease-causing microbes in the human body by interfering with their cell processes. This interference occurs in one of three ways: by hindering cell wall formation, by disturbing the cell membrane, or by disrupting chemical processes inside the cell. The cellular substances of bacteria are encased within a cell membrane. The cell membrane, in turn, is surrounded by a cell wall. The cell wall is rigid and prevents bacterial cells from splitting open. Some antibiotics, including penicillin, attack invasive microbes by interfering with the formation of these cell walls. Fortunately, these antibiotics do not affect human body cells, since animal cells do not have cell walls. Other antibiotics disturb the function rather than the formation of cell walls of various microbes. The membrane of a bacterial cell controls the flow of nutrients in and out of the cell. By disturbing the membrane, these antibiotics allow necessary nutrients to leave the cell, or they allow poisonous substances to enter and kill the cell. These antibiotics attack only membranes containing elements unique to microbial cells. Consequently, the membranes of human cells remain undisturbed. A third type of antibiotic kills infectious bacteria and other microbes by disrupting the chemical processes that produce proteins and nucleic acids inside cells. These substances are vital for survival. Although human cells manufacture proteins and nucleic acids in similar ways to microbial cells, these processes change just enough so that antibiotics will prevent or interfere with chemical activities in the cells of bacteria without harming human cells. Antibiotics may result in some unpleasant or even dangerous side effects for some people. Patients may suffer from allergic reactions or damage to organs and tissues in the body. In addition, antibiotics will often kill off helpful bacteria living in humans that aid in bodily functions, such as digestion. They also work to control the growth of pathogenic organisms inside the body. Secondary infections or other complications may result from the destruction of these bacteria.